Welcome back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio. We're talking data management here today in the Morton studio. We'd love to hear from you. Our phone lines are open at 844-44-AG-PHD, or you can send us an email, radio@agphd.com. Got Derek Smith with us right now with Environmental Tillage Systems. Derek, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, I think about strip tillage and some of these different things that we're doing on our farm, and we just couldn't do it without GPS guidance and good data management. Where do you start with growers that are just coming into this saying, all right, I know I need to manage my data better. Where do I begin?
Well, you said it perfectly there. GPS is what's everything. And with GPS, along with the steering, BRE, and so forth, GPS opened the door for data management. And it all starts with accurate data. So starting out with, you know, proper machine settings, ensuring that your machine is set up correct in the display, proper conditions, you know, that you're applying in the field, and then on spraying practices in the display. And you have the display set up to log everything quickly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, getting that accurate data to begin the whole process is really critical in this thing, and having good data to make decisions off of. And then, you know, when we've got, well, like for our farm, Brian, strip till really became a big deal for us a number of years back, and it was once we had good GPS.
Yeah, the GPS, well, it's not just GPS, RTK GPS, because we have a lot of hills. We have curves in the field. We have problems. It's not just nice, straight, flat farming. I mean, there's good and there's bad with it. I mean, our drainage is certainly better and easier there. So there are definitely some advantages. But yeah, I mean, that RTK GPS really helped us there. So that was a big thing. And then the next thing is just when we start talking about data, one of our biggest things for data is looking at the soil tests and seeing where do we need to put fertilizer, where do we not. So it just depends on the situation. For our strip till machine, we can go variable rate there. But in some cases, we look at doing strip till as, hey, I'm going to place the fertilizer 8 to 10 inches deep. Okay, if I'm going to get deeper, how's my fertility down there? Well, unfortunately, in a lot of cases, we're really lacking in fertility there. I don't need a lot of variable rate putting it down deep. I do need variable rate in the 0 to 6 inch range, but I don't so much in the deeper range because I'm just so lacking in fertility. So I'm just trying to say here, it kind of depends on what we're doing and how we want to use this data, where we want to use this data, and what type of data we're generating. The other thing that we talk about a lot here on the show when it comes to fertility and soil tests is how many tests are you pulling over the course of the field? So if you've got a 160-acre field, you got a quarter section out there, and you pull one sample for the whole thing, that's not a representative sample of all those acres. I've never seen a full quarter section where it's exactly the same across that whole quarter section. There are going to be variances there, highs and lows, whether it's pH, certain nutrients, that type of thing. And, you know, we talk a lot here about trying to build the soil up, and that's great. But we also run into a lot of situations where guys have pretty high levels of phosphorus. And Darren, I think about even 50 to 75 parts per million of phosphorus. Well, if a guy's got, let's say, 1 or 2 parts per million of zinc, which we commonly see, if he adds more phosphorus, he's going to create more of a problem with zinc deficiency. He may create more of a problem with other micronutrient deficiencies. So I'm just trying to say more can be worse, not only in the money you spent, but you might have lower yields.
Well, certainly. And when you're putting things in a band like we are with strip tillage, and we can ask Derek about this too, that could be a concern. Getting good soils data as well and tying that into the system is really important. Yep. You back with us, Derek?
Yes, I am. Sorry for the bad connection.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. So, you know, as we're going through, you talked about getting good, accurate data, getting the machine set up properly as well.
Yes, correct.
So,
and I heard you mention, you know, the banding of fertilizer with strip till, and, you know, that all plays in with that good data starting from soil sampling to accurate as applied data as well.
All right. So where do you head then? You've got things set up right. You're starting to collect this data. What do you do with it, and what are the important pieces of data that you need to really make a good plan?
Yep. The next step is obviously your desktop software program or your farm management software program. There's several out there on the marketplace that all have their pros and cons with them, but that is a definite next step to go incorporate all that data in and to get a map layout after that. Export all the maps out, get a nice view of what's going on in that field.
All right. You know, as you talk about the software, and this is where we get guys scared a little bit that, well, like I mentioned earlier on the show, I've got a smartphone. I'm probably using 5% of the capacity, maybe 10% of what I could do with the thing. And with a lot of the software systems, there's a lot of updates. It seems like we're getting better and better just constantly here. And that can be intimidating sometimes for growers that aren't using this every day of the week.
Very, very true. And the good thing about a lot of the data side and the data software is there's a lot of local resources that farmers can tie into from their local retailer or agronomist or crop specialist that they're working with. Usually they can find a good resource to help them out with that data side on the computer.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of like getting an agronomist is just having somebody good around to help you on the data side and make the most out of that data.
You bet. And you bring up an interesting point of, you know, smartphones and the rise of cloud-based desktop software programs now. You know, the days of taking a USB drive out to the field and loading that prescription map in could be eliminated with the rise of cloud-based stuff that, you know, you can wirelessly shoot data back and forth from the home office or your local retailer or agronomist that you're working with and not have to rely on going in and out of the office throughout the day.
So, speaking to your company specifically, as you're designing new equipment and advances on that equipment, how much time gets spent on that compared to time spent on just the technology side of, okay, we're doing this, where can we take measurements, where should we take measurements, which ones are going to be important to farmers?
Yeah, absolutely. Technology is going to play a big role, especially on the soil warrior side. And you know, there's two different sides of data that we look at. One from a grower's perspective, you know, the key one there is as applied maps. Ensuring that we get accurate as applied maps off of the machine is very key for that grower to make decisions, you know, that transpire into hopefully yield and profitability. You know, the other side of data management is from a service standpoint of what's that machine doing while it's going through the field. If there happens to be a service issue that arises, can we capture good data off that machine to hopefully, you know, provide an accurate solution in a timely manner?
Yeah, and even going a step further, just as a farmer's running that machine, being able to see, you know what, row 6 is not operating as efficiently as the rest of the machine is. Maybe I need to make some adjustments out there or do some maintenance.
You got it, exactly. Yep, with you know, run blocks and everything else that we're trying to measure and sense on that machine, all that data plays a very key role in it.
Been talking with Derek Smith here with Environmental Tillage Systems. Any last comments you've got, Derek, when it comes to data management?
No, just that you know, people should really pay a lot more attention to data management. Like you mentioned earlier, it could be a little worrisome and troublesome at times, overwhelming at times, but if it is, please reach out locally and get support. Data management can play a huge role in this.